December 20, Midwinter Sin, An Erotic Christmas Calendar, by Rickard Svard. Translated by Emma Erickson. Narrated by Savannah Scarlett, for Lust. I have a purpose. I have a calling. Most people think that sin is forgiven through sacrament and confession, through penance. These people believe in God. Others think that sin is something to strive for, that sin is what makes them free. Often these people too believe in God, in their own way. Then we have those who don't believe that sin exists, that our actions are purely our own, and that they have no consequences in other dimensions. These people do not believe in God. It's ironic how religion took sin and adjusted the meaning of sin to their own purposes. In reality, sin has nothing to do with religion. Sin is something completely different. Those of us who have realized this do not believe anymore. We know. Because sin is real. Sin is perishable. Sin is fleeting. Sin is constant. Sin is everything. They call me the preacher. They call me the inquisitor, the angel, the demon. Around Christmas, some people even refer to me as Santa Claus. I can understand why, even if it's not true. I have many different names for different people, and I'm a being that serves the forces of good. My actions are violent when they need to be. I look into the heart of every person's desire. Therefore, I can be seen as both evil and disgusting. People who have no idea what sin is. These are the people who need my help. To clarify, let me tell you about Regina's story. Regina lay down on the bed and exhaled. She looked up at the Advent star hanging in the window and sighed. She knew she shouldn't have done it. She had lost her self-control completely in Ethan's embrace. He had done everything and nothing to get her. Just like she had done everything and nothing to resist him. An intense feeling of guilt washed over her. Ethan's wife, Anita, was her best friend. She had no idea what Ethan had done to make her inner fire burn.